Welcome back into the Huskers Radio Network podcast. I'm Jessica Cootie, and we continue our newcomer series as we introduce you to the new Huskers on campus this summer. And up next for Nebraska men's basketball, our next newcomer that we're going to introduce you to is Connor Asijan, the junior transfer from Wisconsin, the sharpshooter we've heard a lot about and also seen you play against the Huskers. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
We were chatting. It's been a whirlwind, but you settling in and finally feel like, hey, you're at home here in Lincoln?
Yeah. I'm finally moved in and here in my apartment. We're now getting close to being 2 months here, and I mean, I can't be more excited about being on campus finally.
So let's go back to your decision process of when you wanted to enter the portal and what you were looking for and all of that. What went into that decision for you?
For me, I mean, number one thing was being in the right fit, you know, just for my play style, for the basketball side, for all of it. I mean, just life in general, being in the right spot to help me succeed and get to the next level and be the best I can in college.
So I know it's crazy for guys like you that go to the portal, and there's a lot of different, I know you're getting calls all the time and texts and you go on visits, but when you obviously already had a perspective of Nebraska, but when you come on campus and you start getting a feel, why was this the fit for you? You just talked about the fit. Why was this the fit?
I mean, initially, you know, I'm going to say Coach Hoiberg. Mm-hmm. I mean, realistically, having a coach that was extremely invested into me when he had reached out right away in the portal, and then obviously being able to get here, and this was my last visit in the portal, and it kind of really just sweeped it away. You know, I wasn't really sure what to expect before I got here. And then when I got here, just the way everybody, you know, and acted with me, treated me as soon as I stepped foot on campus, made me feel like I'd been here for longer than I was for a couple hours. So,
well, Coach Hoiberg loves his shooters. And, you know, when I chatted with him a few weeks ago, he said, you're one of the best shooters in the country, hands down. He is one of the best shooters in the country. What's it like when you come in as a shooter, working with a shooter like Coach Hoiberg?
You know, for me to be able to look up to and take, you know, information daily from someone who's been there, who's done that, been where I want to go, accomplished part of what I want to do, and to be able to have that in my back pocket and be able to learn from him and learn from, you know, all the other coaches on staff that have been in the NBA, who have been working in this level for a long time. You know, I'm really blessed to be able to be somewhere to have the right opportunity for me to learn every day.
What are some of the things that, you know, you're trying to take away from the ways that he can develop those kinds of games? And we've seen what he can do with shooters. So what are you trying to really hone in on working with him?
Just being able to be in the right spots and get shots the right way that aren't having to be forced, that are just in the offense, making it more natural and making me be able to play more freely and just be able to play basketball. And that's something that he's done a good job, and the staff has already done a good job, just being able to do that in practice. I mean, I'm still learning everything, trying to figure out, you know, how it all kind of works, but, you know, being able to pick up on it right away, and they're making sure that I'm able to do that.
What does it mean to you that, you know, has such high praise for you, calling you one of the best shooters in the country, coming from, again, a guy that knows how to shoot the ball himself?
I mean, that means more than people know. To have someone who is at one point the best shooter in the world, you know, to be able to look at me and say that I am one of the best shooters in the country, and, you know, if I don't believe that as well, then, you know, I feel like we're not in the right spot. But for him to have that trust in me before even playing a game or really getting into, you know, legitimate practices midseason, you know, it's a great feeling.
You know, he had broke down some of your stats compared to Casey Tominaga, who can also light it up from the outside. What was your perspective of that, being that you were in the Big Ten in Wisconsin and seeing what was done with Casey in this system here at Nebraska?
Yeah, it sure was not fun to guard Casey and the actions that they put him in, you know, the last 2 years playing against him. And to be able to feel it and play against it and now be in it and be in the situation is completely different. And I'm glad that I'm on this side of the ball now. But, you know, to see the actions and the stuff they were able to do for him, I'm excited to see, you know, kind of how it unfolds this next 2 years.
I always like to ask shooters, because it's a process, right, to become an elite shooter. Mm-hmm. How did you get to that point for you? What went into you knowing that is going to be my game, and how you developed to become that?
I mean, you can look at me and you can see that, you know, I'm not the most athletic. I'm not the tallest guy. I mean, for college basketball, I'm not very, you know, I'm not a big guy. So to be able to shoot the ball is something that I took from probably middle school, even a little earlier, that I needed to be good at that to be successful in basketball. And I mean, I would get up 1,000. It was 1,000 shots a day in high school.
Wow.
That's realistically what got me to this point, being able to shoot a high level.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, just coming in and fitting in with this team, we've talked to a couple of the other guys and with so many newcomers, it seems like it's been pretty seamless. What has that been like for you coming in and getting a feel for the guys that have already been here and then the guys that are coming in?
Honestly, with how many new guys that have come into this squad and comparative to the guys that have already been here, it's pretty crazy to see how well we already get our camaraderie is together. I mean, to have so many guys coming in from different schools and freshmen and then guys that have been here and done it and know everything. And I mean, everybody's been very on one page, and to see that has been, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, even off the court, I mean, we're all doing stuff together all the time. It's pretty cool to see.
So you had an incredible freshman year, set the program record there at Wisconsin for a freshman and made three-pointers. And then I know you had an injury at the beginning of last season, but what were some of the things you took away from going from your freshman year to your sophomore year that you know you need to, I guess, address going into this year?
I mean, for me, I mean, my body has always been something that, like I said earlier, I'm not the most athletic, biggest, strongest, fastest. And, you know, that's something that I really, that's my number one thing, you know, coming into this season is making sure my body is in the best shape it's ever been my entire life. And, you know, Kurt, our strength coach, has done, I mean, the stuff he does is unbelievable, and I'm already seeing changes in my body, and it's only been a month and a half. So for me, that was a big thing. And then, like I said earlier, making sure I'm finding the right type of shots and, you know, expanding my game a little bit. And, you know, it's all starting to come together, even though it's only been a short time.
That's great. The having the experience playing in the Big Ten, Coach Hoiberg talked about that and how big of an advantage that is for you. And what, I guess, how helpful is that, knowing that you're transferring to a school where you know the kind of level of play that it is night in and night out in this conference?
Yeah, I mean, I learned that right away as a freshman. I was kind of thrown into the fire real quick. And I mean, the Big Ten is no joke. I mean, it's the biggest, I feel like the biggest league in the country where, I mean, dudes are just big. I mean, there's no other way to put it. But I mean, it definitely, knowing what I'm getting myself into this year is going to be big. And now being an upperclassman, I feel like I kind of, you know, kind of understand a little bit more than I have before. So it's definitely going to give me an edge.
So you're from Fort Wayne, Indiana, but you recently played with Team Armenia, their national team. You were had a heck of a week up there at the LA International Cup, played very well. What are your ties to Armenia? How did you get land on that team?
So it's my dad's side. Okay. He is Armenian, and my grandfather, that side came over. And so, I mean, realistically, I mean, being able to learn about that culture has been something really new for me, and it's been something really exciting part of my life. And to be honest, I didn't know a whole lot about it until I got to around high school, and once I kind of did, and I kind of fell in love with it. And you know, now I represent that, and you know, I enjoy representing it to the best of my abilities.
Why was that important for you? Why did you really dive into that and fall in love with getting to know that part of you?
It was part of the way that the community accepted me right away. Being on the national team last year as well, and seeing how well the Armenian community, you know, in the United States, in LA, you know, how open they were. And to see someone of the heritage playing, you know, at the Division I level, it hasn't happened a whole lot. And so the way that they've embraced that and embraced me, and I've fallen in love with the people in that community, and you know, I'm glad to be a part of it.
Oh, that's so cool. So what are some of the things you've learned playing at that level with that team?
The physicality at the pro level is completely different. I mean, it's part of what the Big Ten brings, which I like. It kind of has similarities in the same way, but everybody at the pro level is extremely skilled too, and honestly, dudes are just bigger and know the game more. I mean, every guy is coming from the best person on their team and necessarily, you know, coming in from different spots that are all great basketball. And, you know, you learn a lot. It's a lot faster paced. It's just a lot different. It's a different style.
What went into your performance there with, you know, when you were out there in L.A. and you're able to play so well and seem like you're clicking on all cylinders out there?
A part of it had been, you know, being with the team last year. I knew some of the guys going into it, and then there were new guys, obviously. But, you know, playing for, you know, a coach who is a coach in the NBA currently, you know, mm-hmm. it makes me want to go out there and be able to show what I can do at that level as well. And, you know, I was just going out there and playing hard. And honestly, it was good to be able to just get out there and compete for a full game again.
Have you been to Armenia?
I haven't, actually. That is something that is on a bucket list for me. I do want to get out there at some point.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Just, you know, that understanding that part of you, you know, you said it was in high school, but take us through that process and what you learned and just besides just the people, but just your background in that and how much that means to you.
Yeah, I learned a lot, actually. Chuck Esigian is a distant relative of mine as well. Obviously, he's done some crazy things, you know, with the MLB, and he played in the Rose Bowl as well. And so to see the history behind my name that I didn't necessarily know behind it is pretty unreal that I didn't get to see. And so, I mean, just being able to carry the tradition of my family, being able to keep, you know, the Esigian name going forward, you know, it's a huge blessing.
You've got football players, baseball players, all kinds of big time athletes in your lineage. Why basketball for you? How'd you land on basketball?
I really did think it was going to be baseball.
Really?
Growing up, my dad, he coached me a little bit. He was always an assistant helping out with my baseball side, and you know, we fell in love with the baseball together, and then it was just kind of basketball. I just enjoyed the competitive edge, the go basketball, and I still miss baseball. I do. I love it still. But, you know, basketball just kind of, it just had a different drive in me that I really, really enjoyed.
What position did you play in baseball?
I was shortstop and pitcher.
Oh,
yes,
nice.
I was. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I did want to circle back and just ask, what was your perspective of being on the other side of things? Not just playing against Casey, but coming into Pinnacle Bank Arena and seeing the fan base and how electric it was really all throughout last season.
PBA is unreal. I personally thought it was the best environment that we played in last year,
really?
And that says a lot because we played in some pretty big games last year. And coming in here, and I mean, it happened 2 years in a row. We were up almost 20 points in PBA, and we lost both times, freshman and sophomore year. And I'm glad I'm going to be on the other side this year. And I can't wait to interact with the fans and be able to meet everybody and see how close that the culture is and the community is behind this team.
Why was it the toughest place you played in?
Man, it was just the loudest. It was, I mean, it just was. The fans were in it the whole game. We were up big. They didn't care. They did not care at all. They kept coming back. And, I mean, you could really tell that the fans had a big part, you know, and what was able to be done, and I can't wait to be carried by that as well.
It's something that a lot of the athletes decide to come here and play at Nebraska, that it's part of their why they want to be here is the fan base and the support. But as a college athlete, as a college basketball player, what does that do for you guys knowing that that's the kind of environment that you're going to play in?
It really does help. I mean, whether people know it or not, knowing that you're going to have, you know, thousands of people, a full arena, ready to back you and under matter what was going on during the game is huge. I mean, walking around the community, seeing people already that know who you are, they just because you're on the basketball team, they just want to support you. And to be able to meet and interact with people like that support what I do, you know, it's awesome to be able to support people like that. And so just the environment in general, I'm extremely excited to be a part of it.
I love that. Well, you're now an upperclassman guy. Again, you played some basketball, played a lot of basketball in the Big Ten, and meshing all together with all these other guys. What goes into this month of July and just the time leading up before really preseason to be able to be where you guys need to be to build that chemistry and all of that?
Yeah, a lot goes in behind the scenes that people don't realize. I mean, we're in the gym a lot. You know, this is a group that I haven't seen as many guys get in the gym as we have here on a team. And so it's pretty good to see that everybody's in it for the same goal. Everybody wants the same things. And, you know, if we continue to stay on that path of everybody working hard, and I mean, our workouts are tough right now. I mean, they really are. I mean, I'm waking up sore every day, which is a good thing. So being able to be in a culture that works so hard and everybody's there for it, you know, it really, really helps. And it'll probably take us to the next level for sure.
Okay, so right now, who is the person you least like to guard you? Who do you hate who do you like guarding you the least, I guess, and matching up against in practice?
Probably Sam.
Really?
Sam. He just knows everything so well that he just, which makes sense. It does make sense, but he always knows where the ball's going next, so it's pretty hard to get stuff around him, yeah.
That's not surprising because he takes a lot of pride on that.
He does a good job of it. I know he did that plenty of times against us the last couple of years. And so now seeing it every single day, I totally understand where it comes from.
Oh, that's cool. What else do Husker fans need to know about you? I always like to end it with that.
I love interacting with people. I mean, if you see me out in public, please come up and say something. I really enjoy getting to know people and being able to be a part of the community. I really want to embrace that and be a part of it as soon as I can. So.
Oh, that's great stuff. Connor Sejan, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We're excited you're here in Lincoln, and we'll look forward to big things to come.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you guys soon.
Connor Sejan, a part of our newcomer series. This conversation brought to you by Woodhouse. Woodhouse Auto Family is our trusted auto partner with 20 brands and 20 convenient sales and service locations. We're making car buying on your terms. Visit us online at woodhouse.com. Thanks for listening and watching. And as always, make sure you subscribe and like wherever you listen to never miss an episode right here on the Huskers Radio Network podcast.